It's The Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
The Avalanche find a way to get it done in overtime, 3-2 over the Ducks to make themselves, well, 2-2. Not the start they envisioned, but much like I talked about the Nuggets a couple minutes ago, it's better than being under 500. Joining us now is our Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater. Follow him on Twitter at adater and at coloradohockeynow.com. AD, this one, quite frankly, looked like it was going to get away from the Avs, but they find a way to punch back. Landeskog gets the game winner in OT.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you need these kind of games where you don't play so well, but you win anyway. And the Avalanche have that kind of talent to do that. It was a little hairy tonight. Not a great start. Too many shots for a team like Anaheim to get. 38 shots. But, you know, it reminds me a little bit of the older days when Patrick Waugh would just steal you a game like that. It's, you know, you need that. You need goalies to steal your game sometimes, and that's what Philip Grubauer did tonight. And that's the biggest positive for me tonight, the play of Philip Grubauer.
When you look at what Grubauer did in this game and you look at the play that, quite frankly, he's had it since the beginning of the year, let's be honest, he looks pretty great in this in the beginning here. It's not like he's been okay. He's been really, really good.
Yeah, I'm going to temper that a little bit. I mean, he lost his first game against St. Louis. A couple bad plays in the third period. He's looked much better since. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Tonight he was excellent. You know, again, you need a goalie to steal your game sometimes when you're not at your best. It feels like the Avalanche are a little discombobulated with their lineup. Guys coming and going, trades. Couple of injuries now, 11 forwards, 7D some night, now 12 forwards, 60 tonight. I don't think they're in their rhythm yet as far as the team and the lineup goes. You know, and Eric Johnson not playing right now after playing one game, you know. So sometimes I think it takes a while, but, you know, I thought they played well, a better team. I thought they were the better team last night in Los Angeles, probably deserved to win that game, and they didn't. Tonight, they weren't the better team, but they won anyway. So that's how it balances out sometimes.
Mikko Rantanen on a four-game goal streak. That's the longest of his career, and they have needed every single one of those. He had a bit of a slow start, it looked like, to the beginning of the season, but then he got that game with that goal, and he's been there virtually every night. So when you take a look at Rantanen now, are you seeing anything different than the guy that we've seen over the last couple of years? Because he fell back a smidge last year. Looked like he was going to take a step forward, took a slight step back. I think it was okay, but does this look a little bit more like the guy that Avalanche paid a whole bunch of money to a few years ago?
Yeah, I wrote this last night. I said he looks quicker. It looks like he's getting a little bit better shape. You know, it's hard for me to see sometimes with players anymore. You don't get to see him in the locker room, but it looks like he's in better shape. Looks like he's slimmed down just a little bit. It looks like he's battling harder, especially at the defensive end. A lot of times what you noticed with him before was he'd have a lot of juice at the offensive end and make a lot of plays. Then he'd kind of gas coming back to the defensive end. Now I'm noticing more juice on the defensive end too, battle level, energy. So that's probably, and it's something probably I should ask him the next time he's around on a Zoom call, you know, better conditioning. And it's something that I know the Avs have talked about a little bit with him. He, you know, people forget he's still so young. I mean, what is he, 22, 23? You know, he had some, I think baby fat's the wrong probably word used for a grown man, but he had a little bit of pudginess still to him his first few years, you know. Maybe that's just a function of getting older and learning to sort of just grow into your body more, and it seems like he's more of a seems like he's more NHL ready now conditioning wise than he ever was before, and I think that's showing up on the ice.
Rantanen, only 24 years old, which seems like a gray beard compared to Bowen Byram, null of 19, gets his first NHL point tonight. What'd you see from Byram in his second NHL game?
Well, that was the other big play of the night. That was the other great thing of the night to me was Bo Byram making that play to Raymond. You know, kind of a mediocre start for Byram last night in the game. And tonight he was the leading man in the game. And he makes a huge play. That pass to Brandon was just a gigantic play. Of course, the Ducks tied it right up after that. But it was a big goal. And I really liked the way he played tonight. I think Jared Bednar spoke highly of him, too. Boy, it's going to be interesting to see how this top six shakes out. Defensive-wise, because right now you got Eric Johnson, who's not playing. Bednar said he still lacks the conditioning to play every day, so he's going to have to, you know, keep working his way back. And then you got Connor Timmins, who's you know, not in the lineup right now because of Byram. You know, I got to believe that Byram has a very good chance of staying in the top six, but it's not a question of if he makes those kind of plays like he did tonight. It's just a question, you know, that'll be a question of, you know, he's going to be in the top six if he keeps doing that kind of thing. That was a big league play tonight.
Yeah, it is really complicated when you look at it. You know, they made the trade for Greg Patterson. He plays tonight as well. They're waiting for Johnson to come back. And you mentioned before that it is likely Byram versus Timmins for that sixth spot. Just as a sort of a coincidence and sort of a funny kind of hockey thing. Ryan Graves last year was kind of one of the Avs' breakouts. Great plus minus, certainly a reliable guy. This year he has 1 point and he's minus five and has yet to have a game positive in the old plus minus. Is there anything different you're seeing with Graves? Who is it a one-year wonder thing, or is this just sort of the fluky thing that happens in the parts of the season?
Well, it's a good question. I think, again, I don't think you want to get too carried away with four games, either way, right. Five games. But, minus five after a plus 40 season. I'm not concerned, but I'm concerned enough to say that, you know, it could be a factor if he's, you know, in him not being in the top six, potentially, if Eric Johnson comes back ready to go, somebody else has got to sit out that played tonight. So you're right. Probably figuring that's going to be Patterson. But, you know, if Ryan Graves is struggling too, you know, then they're going to think, well, okay, maybe, you know, Connor Timmins can play, you know, Patterson could be a guy they want to move into. And, you know, it's a tough lineup to crack right now, right? But it's, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in this thing, too. Like, you know, they're going to have to expose the defenseman in the Seattle draft. I guess that's next season. We shouldn't really get into that probably. But they're going to have to expose one defenseman out of this group. Moving forward, if it's Ryan Graves that they think they're going to expose, then maybe Ryan Graves is the guy who's going to be on the trade block before the season's over if they need another forward. Who knows? That's probably down a rabbit hole. We shouldn't go here. But the thing is, you're not guaranteed much of anything on this Avalanche team if you're a defenseman right now, unless your name is Cale Makar and Sam Girard, of course, and Devontae's. But yeah, look, I think I'm still a Graves booster. I think he's a good player. He'll be fine. I think he's not playing with Cale Makar as a partner, too. That probably explains a little of his plus-minus problems, too, right now. You know, I think he's a good player, and let's give him a little more time here.
Yeah, it is a bit of an embarrassment of riches in that blue line crew there. Now, the Avalanche get... They're finally in this spot where they're in over 500. They got over it. It's great. Now they have Anaheim again on Sunday to finish up this road trip. How important is it to get a win once you've gotten over 500 to stay there?
Well, like I said last night, you know, Sean, they've got to keep winning if they want to have any shot at all winning this division. I mean, they gained 2 points tonight on the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas finally lost the game tonight. So 2 points back of them in the division. But, it's a big game to win. I said all along, if they got to get, I think, 6 points out of this trip. You know, you're not playing two great teams here in this trip. They got a lot of. They got a really good game from Anaheim tonight. I don't think Anaheim's a really great team, but I think it was great. I think they're going to win Sunday, just because of the fact that they know they got away with one tonight, and yet they still won. So they get the double barrel shotgun feeling of, hey, we know we have to be a lot better, and we will, but yet we still won the game anyway. So let's go out and finish the game, finish them off next time Sunday, and not even give them a hope, a prayer at all. You know, I don't want to date or jinx the Avs for the game, but I predict an Avalanche fairly good, comfortable win on Sunday. I think that's what's going to happen.
He is Adrian Dater, our Avalanche insider. Follow him on Twitter, @adater, and at his site, coloradohockeynow.com. Thanks, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend, and hopefully we'll be talking about some wins next week.
Okay, man. Talk to you next week.
All right, thank you so much. AD out in, well, California, making the run, sitting in hotels like everyone else in the NHL does. You're playing or you're sitting in the hotel? I don't know what you're doing. You're making, like, pillow forts? What are you doing? You're stuck in a hotel for, like, 4 days. I don't know. I hope I don't find out, I suppose. But then again, you know, I could make a little professional athlete money. Maybe I could find a way to swing it. Just, I don't know. Just buy a PlayStation 5 off somebody off the horrible eBay prices and go for it that way. There is a lot going on television this weekend. Like I said, when it comes to football season and now that the Nuggets and Avs are going, I am a couch potato on the weekends. I'm proud of it. I won't even pretend I'm not. And we take a look, Dylan Condon and I, what's on the schedule for the weekend. We call it our weekend watch list, and it's next.